This is the Berman Project.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on grief, loss, and the pathway to mental wellness. All the while lubricating my soul with the music and art of late indie rock singer-songwriter and poet, David C. Berman. Hey, man. It's early Monday, and I'm getting my shit together here and getting this episode to you. I don't know why, I gave myself a week of lead time, almost a full week of lead time to do this, and yet here I am doing it at the last second. So I guess that is, this has been heavy on my mind. I've been thinking a lot in the last week or so about the death of my mom. And, I'm not close to the anniversary or anything like that. I guess it's her birthday month. I'm thinking about her a little bit, but man, I just, the last night, I was called in by my family to, my aunt was sick, so she couldn't spend the night with my mom. And we all thought that she should be having somebody spend the night with her. As we were nearing a spot where she was going to go into a hospice and live her days away. And it just never dawned on me that entire night that she was dying. She came out of her room at one point and started talking in gibberish about going to work and that she had to get ready to go to work, but she couldn't go to work looking the way she did. And I remember just saying to her, I called your work and you don't have to come in today. And she responded by saying, thank you. But it was such a heavy thank you. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. The way she said it. It was just like, oh, that's so nice. Thank you so much. She hadn't worked in years at this point. She was pretty sick. Her skin was cold. I remember that. And as I helped her back to bed. But I'll never... why then? Why did her body stop then? And it all comes back to me. I gave her her last round of medicine at like 6 in the morning. And she was dead by 20 to 7. So I've never let it go that maybe I gave her too much medicine. Or maybe I didn't do it right. I've never been able to let go of that. Or that she asphyxiated on the medicine because she immediately lied backwards on her back. And like I say, 15 minutes later, she was gone. And that was it. And it was fucking heavy. And I don't know whether I'm getting somewhere with my therapist right now, and that's why I'm thinking more about this. I don't know. But that's sort of what's been on my head, and in my head, and around my head, dancing around my head. And it's sucks. It really sucks. I know, we've all lost people. And some of us have lost people in very close proximity to, our own concentric circle that we form. Some of you have even been with, the person when they passed. So we can relate. We can join forces and become sort of a Voltron of grief. if that's something you need to do, I'm here, JD@mediumalchemist.com. Shoot me an email. Would love to hear from you. I got a couple real nice ones about the booze issue. And as such, I'm sort of taking November off, minus the Saturday night I just had, because I did go out for some beer on this past Saturday. So cutting back, right? Cutting back. We'll look where we are at the end of the month and see if I've been successful in cutting back. I'm trying. I'm really trying. You know? How are you? I hope you're well. I hope you're really well. It's November. It's autumn here in Toronto. And, you know, when it's warm, when we get a warm autumn, which we've been getting 20 degree days, and you can wear a t-shirt out or, a light shirt. It's glorious. It's really glorious. Like the trees have all changed colors and, it's real beautiful. So it's not difficult to be reminded of how lucky you are to have your eyes open and, and having the ability, I suppose, to check out all the beauty. I'm real fortunate. I'm real fortunate. So there's that. was The Wild Palms by Silver Jews off of the Arizona record originally. But I have access to it through the great Drag City compilation, Early Times. You should check it out. It's great if you don't have it. It's got all these early songs that are tougher to get. And as such, you know, it makes for, you know, the last thing you need in your Silver Jews collection, like really. But we're starting with it because we're going chronological. And that's what we do here. We listen to one track a week and try to make the best of it. I can't tell you much about that song. I can't tell you much about that song other than how it makes me feel. And, you know, I love the bridge. I love the non-instrumental bridge with Steve and David changing or swapping vocal parts. And yeah, I really dig that. But overall as a song, not on my favorite list for sure. You know, it ranks down for me. I cannot wait till we get into the official, you know, catalog of this band and this singer-songwriter David Berman. Let's read a poem. Let's read a poem right now. This comes from Actual Air by David Berman, and it's appropriately titled World Series. And the World Series was just won by the Houston Astros two nights ago, so that's why it's appropriate. It's a two-pager. Okay. When something passes in the dark, I make a note on a pad kept by the window. Candlelight wobbles on the walls, over the baseboard electrical outlets that look like primitive swine masks. And I can't remember if I read or dreamed about them, a sect on the Mayflower called the Strangers, four or five adults who gathered in the hold and spoke to no one through the three-month passage. When the boats landed on the beach, they walked into North American forest and were never seen again. I put my book down and came to the window, where curtains are fastened to the sides, so it's looking out at the world through the back of a teenage girl's head. And my signature is drawn in magic marker on the lower right-hand corner of the window. So when something passes in the dark, it's captured for the moment inside my work. I come to the window and title the eras Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and watch the wind in the tension of the blown trees, the moon illuminated by my attention. When something passes in the dark, I try to tell its side of the story. I am passing someone in the dark, it thinks. That's World Series. I really fucking love that idea of, you know, a paned window being almost like a comic strip. That's how I read it anyway. And the things that pass through the pane on the other side are telling stories, real or imagined, by this protagonist. Really, quite neat. I don't have a lot of luster today. I'm real sorry about that, but that's what I got for you this week. We'll be back next time, and maybe there'll be more luster. I hope this one doesn't turn you off and turn you away. Take good care. Be well. And wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
podcasts and such.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.